If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. We are at Barry's in the Haymarket. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. First tip, we'll walk over to PBA and see what the Huskers have in the bag for the Wolverines. Nick.
What's up?
Time for Nick Trivia, kind sir. Did you come up with something?
I sure did.
All right.
It's NBA today.
Okay.
Or excuse me, NFL. NFL today.
Okay. Okay.
Messed up the sport.
Do you want to give the question and then, or do you want to get a caller first?
We have a couple callers already.
Okay,
so we'll go right into it. We have Big Slim on the line. Big Slim, what's up?
What's going on, gentlemen?
All right.
What's up, Big Slim?
I had me worried about NBA. I was like, man, that was yesterday. I know I ain't going to get that.
You're all good. You're all good. It's NFL today. All right. I need the team that is sitting atop of the NFC.
Ooh, sitting atop of the NFC right now?
Yes. 5 seconds.
You got to start that countdown. He on that Google search right
three,
now.
Three, two,
I ain't going to do that to you. I'm going to say...
Oh, just short.
All right. We got Scott here. Scott, who is sitting atop of the NFC right now? Scott?
Scott LaRock.
Is that the Rams?
Oh. Zoinks. Hey, you gotta put the Scooby Doo where he says zoinks. You gotta put that on him.
We can arrange that.
I don't know the answer to be true, but I would imagine they have the best record in the entire NFL.
I believe so.
Yeah, and they got Pocket Hercules playing quarterback.
All
right,
they may not know
what you're talking about.
99.9% of our people listeners do not know Ebonics.
Right.
Hold on, we got a caller. Who is this?
All right.
Who do you have?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, who is atop of the NFC right now?
The Arizona Cardinals.
Nice work.
Nice work.
I got to give you this phone number.
And we keep writing them off, Jay. What happened? Look, they won without
– That's because of their coach.
Okay.
Until they win a playoff game with this coach, I can't give them any respect to anybody talk about on his resume. I had coffee with Sean McVay.
But can we say –
That's like me saying I read a tweet by the Dalai Lama.
But you did.
Yeah. But I'm not any smarter, though.
No. Can we at least give them credit for being where they are right
yes,
now?
Yes, you can. You know what? As much as everybody – look, I'm going to tell you this. You talk about a team that's, like, on the sneak that has they used to not be ran really well. Mm-hmm. Then they changed – you talk about changing their identity and how they do stuff. They, you know, I think when they had Larry Fitzgerald and – you know, Denny Green kind of got them going.
It was a team.
And then they got it going. Look, they got DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. They drafted Kyler Murray to their system with their quarterback. Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They had enough free agent. Their first big get was Chandler Jones, which is who they need to re-up because they call him the finisher because he's a sack master. They got him from New England. And then they got J.J. Watt to come there. They drafted Simmons out of Clemson. They got Buda Baker in the defensive backfield. They got a couple good corners. And they've also kind of picked up guys that have been, you know, 2 or 3 year starters that maybe got jettisoned or maybe got replaced by a rookie, but they still were good. Got those guys. They drafted the receiver out of he was a little smaller receiver.
Yeah, Kirk out of A&M.
And then they have A.J. Green.
Yeah.
And then they got a couple tight ends. And then they have a sneaky good offensive line. And then, you know, you got Kyler Murray. And then you got to think last year they had a really good running back in Kenyon Drake that was really, really good in their system. A power runner when they needed him, kind of take the pressure off of Kyler Murray. And then he was really good out of the backfield. So – and then this year, I think they got Connor from Pittsburgh that gives them that physicality. So they're able, actually, to be honest with you, if push comes to shove, which they have home field advantage now, which it's so nice down there.
Is it really an advantage, right?
Yeah, teams are like, oh, man, we get to go to Arizona, and it won't be that hot.
Right.
But if they had to go on a road to a cold game, they have the identity to actually slow the game down and play some physical football and on the sneak. I know J.J. Watt. I don't know. But he tweeted out that when you see tweets from J.J. talking about doing the unbelievable, he's going to probably try to play in the playoffs. And so this is a great opportunity for him to try to, you know, win because there was talk of him going down to Tampa and lining up next to the House of Spears. If you guys don't know who that is, that's Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
I call him Ndamukong because he'd be blowing dams through everybody else. But – so they have quietly built their team through the draft, and they have depth, they have speed, physicality. They drafted the linebacker, kind of do-it-all linebacker from Tulsa. Mm-hmm. So they have guys that can play different positions if guys get hurt. We talked about offensive line play off air where, you know, sometimes, you know, like if you're a certain position, you want to be able to project.
But we're not going there yet.
Hold on, I'm going to say this in short, though. You want to be able to play more than one thing. In the NFL, you see it, and that's how you see teams make turnarounds. They have so many good athletes, right?
Yeah.
And then they got Hicks, the linebacker, 58, that's the veteran, that's teaching all these young punks how to play.
They're 10-2 in a tough
division. A coach that needs to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's living in the crib.
Oh, he's got the crib out there.
He's got the crib, and he moves them in and out. We'll throw the break. We'll come back. I do want to go down that path with you. NFL rosters and how they're put together, and college student athletes and how they're affected. So we will do that. We'll come back. We're live at Barry's. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Stop by. Yeah, Jake Sorensen. We'll wave at him from the crew. We'll be right back on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum. 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.